have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. Again, welcome, folks. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for today, for this week, and it's a doozy, a brand new biblical question. What is real power? What is real power? You hear a lot of talk about power, and so I just wonder, well, what is it? What is real power? Power. What is it? And so listen up, a brand new listen line number today. You know how the listen line is for those who are not able to sit and watch the show as it is happening. And so, but they want to listen. And so they're not, and you can podcast the show, but you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing and where you are, no matter what, by calling the listen line. It's a brand new listen line for those who have been keeping up with it. So listen up. And this number you can listen to by on your iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131. What a mess. It's new to me, too. This is my first time seeing it. A brand new listen line number. One more time. 605-615-4131. That's the listen line. And don't forget to donate and have your comments read out loud. Go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. I'm glad I got that out of the way with the new number thing. What the?
What the?
So it is, and there's one line over you want to jump in. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is amazing country and western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
That town reminded me of Dodge City. I remember I used to travel a lot in my 20s. Not a lot, but I would go back to Alabama in Indiana, and I would drive back. And I loved driving at the time. I don't love it no more. Well, I kind of love it, but not much. But I kind of love it, but not much, driving long distance. I had a 280Z, so I wanted to show it off, so you know how that is, right? In my early 20s, when a 280Z going back to Alabama, I thought I was Elvis Presley. It ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Come on, man.
But anyway, I wanted to go to Dodge City because I heard so much about Mr. Dillon and Chester. And so I wanted to go back to Dodge City. And so on my way to Alabama, I went through Dodge City. And then coming back, I did another drive-through. And it was very, very nice. It was fun to see the road that Mr. Dillon rode on. I'm being told that, according to Wikipedia, Dodge City, Kansas, the city is known in American culture for its history as a wild frontier town of the Old West. I believe that.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing. I was so glad. I got out of my car, walked around Dodge City, went to the saloon, looked around, and the whole city was like it was still existing. And Mr. Dillon was out of town. I didn't see him. And Chester must have been out of town, too, with him, because he wasn't around either. But it was nice to go through Dodge City. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing!
My America growing up was totally different from a lot of folks because I grew up really liking America. I still do, but I really liked it because of the cowboy movies and all the things that existed back then that meant so much to America. But anyway, so much for that. I went to...
Someone sent you that.
Oh. I miss the America I grew up in. Someone sent this to me? Nice. Look, from somebody. Thank you, somebody. Amazing! Very nice. Who is it? Court Green. Thank you, Court Green. Amazing. I just got it right now. I miss the America I grew up in. The Lord know that that's the truth. I truly miss my America.
Amazing.
And all there is left of it is memories of the way things were. I really, the young folk coming up nowadays, the little kids that are being born and just were recently born, they would never know America, huh? All they're going to know of this country is rioting and hating and fighting and blaming and hating white people and nothing but victims in America. They're not going to remember the statues, the monuments. They're not going to even remember Dodge City. People in chat want to know how they can send things. Oh, you can go to the, you can send it to the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. mail to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, or RebuildingTheMan.com/contact. RebuildingTheMan.com/contact. All right? Thank you. I love this. I missed the America I grew up in. It's weird. It's so, like, gone. You have to really just remember the good old days. And it's too bad. Well, what's really interesting to me is that I don't think people know who we're talking about. I don't think people know who you're talking about, Gunsmoke. They don't know who Mr. Dillon and Chester were. You don't know Mr. Dillon?
Nah.
Are you serious?
You
don't know Chester? He was the deputy sheriff. You know, he like, oh.
I think Hank is right. I don't think anyone knows.
Really? I'm going on and on and on about her, and they don't even remember. See how sad that is? Y'all should have already visited Dodge City. It's a part of American history. Gunsmoke. Wow, that's too bad. See, I'm telling you, they are erasing everything good about America and replace it with nothing. This is from YouTube. Nikki says, I loved Gunsmoke. See that? Right on, Nikki. Somebody remember. I'm not the only one. I guarantee my grandparents and my parents would remember Mr. Dillon and Chester. I remember when we got our first TV, black and white TV down in Alabama, and everybody on the road, we were the first one to get it. We were the first one to get a TV because my parents, and they sent a TV to us from Alabama. I mean, from Indiana to Alabama. And everybody in the road didn't have a TV yet, so they would come over our house to watch the TV. And Mr. Diller and I Love Lucy and all of those favorite shows that no longer existed. Amazing. Oh, let me do this really fast. I want to say hi to Mary Jane. Mary Janie. Is your mama's name Mary Janie? Oh, Mary Jane.
What, Doc?
Don't you play no game. Remember that song? Let's see here. Mary Janie.
Mary Janie, Jesse, I love you.
I love
the Lord. Jesus Christ. This is a beautiful day today, and we got to pray. Because guess who's coming on TV against our President Trump, the Jezebel Stormy Daniels is going to be on TV. Ooh, Jezebel. Going to tell all her lies. How she takes money for sex. Ooh, nasty girl.
When it's really, they don't really care about that woman at all. They really trying to stop Donald Trump. If anyone else had done this, it would be no problem at all. They're trying to stop it. Do you think Donald Trump is going to jail?
Well, he just put out his video. I shot it over to Hass, and he's saying, for the Constitution of America. If I got to go to jail, I will. I thought, what a hero. What a hero,
yeah.
Honestly. But you know what? I don't know because I'm not the Lord. I'm not the Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
God wrote this script. You know that, Jesse.
Yes.
So whatever happens, I'm sure our Heavenly Father will take care of President Trump. But this Jezebel, whoa. Oh, you know, I'm being nice. You know what I could call. I could call her a whole bunch of names.
Yeah, don't.
She actually,
no,
she
Mary
actually
Jane.
Was,
Mary Jane. Come on, man.
Oh, I know.
Mary Jane,
pray
for her.
You know what? I got a saying. I just had that row at my church. I said, I'm kind of texting. I pray for all the people I love, Jesse. And by the time I'm done praying for them, I'm tired. So I've got time to pray for my enemies.
You don't pray for your enemies?
Well, you know what? I want to. I give them a quick, you know, shout out. Cover them, Lord, take care of them. But I know they're going to end up in hell. So what's the use? What's the use?
But God said to pray for your enemy.
I do. I give them a high five. And I, you know, please let them get in on, you know, the secret of being with the Lord. But you know what? We can't save them. They got to save themselves.
That's true, but Mary Jane, pray for them. You're supposed to pray for your enemy. It's easy to pray for those that you love. It's difficult to pray for those who you hate.
I know. I don't hate anybody. Can't hate.
Right.
I don't like them.
Well, pray for them.
I don't like them. But Jesus never said not to dislike. There's a whole bunch of people I dislike.
Let me ask you this, because I got to run here. How do you like Florida?
I don't. I'm getting ready to be in L.A. within a flash.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm very serious.
You moving to
Florida is junked up. I don't know. We got a lot of problems over here.
So you're moving to Los Angeles?
I love L.A. I love L.A. I love it. I love it there.
Oh, hold on a minute. I think I see her son at the airport leaving.
What the?
No, I like Florida. I like Florida in the wintertime. I will say, I'll be honest, I don't lie. In January, February, I do like it because it's a little warmer than L.A. However, for the most part, I love the Mediterranean weather that L.A.
Yeah,
has.
Me too. I love L.A. weather. That's for sure. So
that's
let me
it.
Do this, Mary Jane. Say hi to your son.
Hey, Hussie, I love you.
Janie going crazy, starting the show off in a gun smoke type of way.
I know, you better believe it. I love it. So yeah, stay tuned today because it's gonna be one. I don't know how to address this day today, but it's gonna be one. It's gonna be a blessed day. Stormy.
Right on.
Guess what? I prayed one time for a hurricane. Prayed and prayed. A hurricane was coming right out Florida. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And do you know that hurricane just zipped away? Just like a ghost. It went away.
Amazing.
So that's what's going to happen.
Amazing. Oh, well, I wish you well.
Amazing.
Mary Jane, thank you. I love you.
I love your show.
And thank you so much for calling me. I'll see you when you move to L.A.
I'll be there in about 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I love
amazing.
You. All right,
bye.
Love you guys. All
right,
God bless.
You too.
God bless.
Bye. Hussar Mama. So is she gonna be your roommate?
One way or another, probably.
At least you have somebody to make some meals for you
and take care of Sandy.
Yeah. See there. What a mess. This is our mother. Nice talking to her. Amazing.
What the?
Let me do this. Some of you are more familiar with this than I am. I have become acquainted about this guy. I haven't met him in person or anything, but apparently he's like well known. A guy by the name of Russell Brand. And we talked about Russell Brand on this show with my experts maybe a week or two ago. Well, we have an update about Russell Brand. And And some of you know that Russell Brand was baptized. He got a baptized thing. And then they call him a thought leader. That's what Sean told me, my producer. As this is, so this is from Russell Brand on X. He says that first week as a Christian, and the biggest challenge he has been the following. This is so interesting, and I want to hear what y'all think about what Russell has to say about his biggest challenge since he got baptized. Watch this from X.
Week one as a Christian has been amazing. The main thing is that since it, there has been a different connection. Like, do you see what an amazing gift this is? I've heard, because I'm sort of aware of media, even though I don't pay much attention to it for obvious reasons, that some people are, like, kind of cynical about it. And, of course, if they could stop people awakening, they would stop people awakening. If they could somehow foreclose against it, prohibit and prevent it. Perhaps this is not unique to Christianity. Maybe if you are awakening in a way that's personal to you, and I'll be really interested in hearing, they would equally oppose that. But what they want mostly is for people to be controlled, curtailed, contained by their material models. They don't want people recognizing, my life isn't about me. I've been caught up in an illusion. I've been lost completely in self. And now I must learn to untether myself from the tendrils of selfishness, egotism and self-centeredness, and awaken to something greater. Week one now, and it's been a beautiful week. Thanks, all of you.
So I need a little help from a couple of my experts on this. I need Sean, since he told me about this story. And Joel, he'd be like, Lord, this is really going to be interesting. And I think I talked to the Anchor Baby about this too. They're coming in as I speak. I want to hear what they think about Russell Brand. I keep having to say his name, because I'm not as familiar as these. I think of another Russell Brand. I think that's his name. So my experts are here, everybody but Hank. This is Joel Hublatt, Joel TV, every day. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about Russell Crowe.
The actor.
The actor. Russell Brand is new.
That phone call was epic.
And then that's Joel Friday TV. And then there's the Anchor Baby.
What's up?
And they both are experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson. And then way over here is my producer and an expert, Sean. And then next to Sean is Hassan, an expert on the show as well. So I'll go with you first today, Hassan. What do you think about Russell Brand thing? He said this is the biggest challenge he had.
You guys watched the clip?
Did we play it?
Yeah,
we played it. Oh, you didn't see it? You want to see it? All right.
Please. I kind of missed it.
Play it again so the expert can see it, Hassan.
Yeah, I got to see it again. I was still stun gun from my mom's call.
He's like, wait, she's moving to L.A.?
He's like,
this is news.
You got a roommate coming.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, here we go.
Hassan, like, I didn't know you were coming. Okay, go ahead.
Week one as a Christian has been amazing. The main thing is that since it, there has been a different connection. Like, do you see what an amazing gift this is? I've heard, because I'm sort of aware of media, even though I don't pay much attention to it for obvious reasons, that some people are, like, kind of cynical about it. And, of course, if they could stop people awakening, they would stop people awakening. If they could somehow foreclose against it, prohibit and prevent it, Perhaps this is not unique to Christianity. Maybe if you are awakening in a way that's personal to you, and I'd be really interested in hearing, they would equally oppose that. But what they want mostly is for people to be controlled, curtailed, contained by their material models. They don't want people recognizing, oh, my life isn't about me. I've been caught up in an illusion. I've been lost completely in self. And now I must learn to untether myself from the tendrils of selfishness, egotism and self-centeredness, and awaken to something greater. Week one now, and it's been a beautiful week. Thanks, all of you.
Okay. What do you say to that, Hassan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's beautifully said. I think a lot of constructs or Christian, you know, it's funny that he's saying a lot of the most pushback he's getting is kind of from the Christian community. And, yeah, I think people want...
Oh, he said it's the Christians who are doing this?
Well...
I think he's just saying mainstream...
Hold on.
Oh, I was just trying to clear it up. Whatever, I'm silent.
I want to hear your expertise on it.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Well, just, yeah, in general, I think that people have an idea of maybe Christianity or this and that, and I think that he's talking more of a, you know, his inner self journey and dying of the ego and getting to know himself and having to realize he's been selfish, you know, a lot of his life. And
so he's complaining about, he's talking about the attack is from Christian and non-Christian people?
I don't know. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it. That's what I thought, but I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's from both. It's from the world.
Is that
right,
Joe?
That's what he was talking about.
That's what I was, yeah, from the world.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, what do you think about what Russell Brand is saying, Sean?
I mean, if you put your stuff out there like that, you got to expect people to be attack you. You know, that's he put it online. That's what you have to expect. But he mentioned the word cynical. Like, that's been his biggest challenge is how cynical other people can be.
Oh, about his religion thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Being baptized and all that?
Right. According to Oxford, being cynical is believing that people are motivated purely by self-interest. So distrustful of human sincerity or integrity. That's what cynical is. So if you think that that's how humans act, they all act out of self-interest, you're being cynical.
Also a realist.
So,
don't joke.
A realist in a way.
a son of God. Okay.
So Russell Brand is saying that he's cynical or the people are cynical?
He's saying the people are cynical.
About his religion thing?
About him. So he's saying the people are thinking that he's acting just out of self-interest.
Oh, okay.
And also,
just in front of Nick.
I know. I wasn't thinking
he's
about...
He's about to lasso him.
I wasn't thinking about... I moved his arm, too, because it was worse before, so...
He said, well, the wrong thing is done.
Jesse's coming after you.
I know. Raw high.
Gun smoke.
You remember that? Wow. But anyway, go ahead, Sean.
And I could see why he would think that of other people because... Or I could see why other people would think that of him because of the fact that he put this out into the public. He could have done this privately and not talked about it.
What was his purpose of making it so public that he was being baptized?
I think he's just used to he's used to being in the public eye. You know, he's used to being a thought leader.
I mean, why are we laughing?
It's not funny.
So
Sean laughs. That's me. I laugh.
Sounds like God is bowling.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's used to being in the public eye.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's used to commenting on cultural stuff, so this just is another thing that he did, but you know, he could have done it privately.
Right. Okay.
I like him though.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice. When I come back, I want to hear from my other two experts on this and your phone calls. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Also, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. We have a brand new letter that's going out. Matter of fact, it hit the mail yesterday, I'm told. And if you want to receive a free copy of it, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com. Call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, and request a free copy of our brand new newsletter. We're talking about Russell Brand, and we mentioned him a couple weeks ago. He talked about how he was going to get baptized, so he made like a really big deal of that. And so he finally did the baptism thing. And now he's saying that the people have been attacking him about that, and people are so cynical. And according to what I'm being told, Russell Brand is a thought leader. And we covered it last Monday, I'm told. And what do you say about
Russell Brand?
About what he said about how he's been treated?
It's so interesting. It's funny that you've been talking about this very thing, and then all of a sudden we have a Christian, on a new Christian, on display, showing us exactly why you shouldn't go around telling the world. I think if he really knew what he was saying, if he really knew what he was saying was true, he would stop talking about it.
About his baptism?
Correct. If he really knew, because what he's talking about is the world is so cynical, they want to keep you asleep. When they see you waking up, they want to take it away from you. If he really knew what he was saying, he would not speak about it so much. Because he's talking about being separated from your ego, being separated from your, I'm paraphrasing now, but like worldly desires and fake things that are not godly. And every time I hear someone talk about being separated from those things, being free of those things, it's quite a serious thing, I realize, to be saying. And I realize that if you do it, you don't talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't go around saying, I'm free from the ego. I'm separated and I'm free from worldly things.
Because he's known as a thought leader, right?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
He's known as a thought leader.
Why are you laughing?
Because the way you like, I don't know.
But I'm new to him. And I want to make sure I identify him in the right way. And because he's known as a thought leader, that's why he made the baptism so public?
I personally think, this is just my personal opinion, it's because Russell Brand's kind of always, he's ever since I saw him jump on the scene for conservatism or whatever he's been doing,
right?
Because I haven't been following that deeply, But what I've seen, this has been his MO. I'm going to say the truth, and I'm especially going to say the truth nobody wants me to say. And if the world is going to tell me no, I'm going to go harder. And so what it almost makes sense for him to do the same thing with Christianity, right? But I see others, people taking this public fight with Christianity. I've mentioned her before, this OnlyFans model turned Christian. She also did this public baptism. And I'm realizing what a mistake it is, because now it's about that fight, that public fight, as opposed to what they got to go through and overcome.
So like, they having a fight with the Christians?
With the world, and maybe even the Christians. I don't doubt that at all.
But with the world, for sure.
For sure, the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So...
I'm trying to not laugh, but...
Why?
Because every time you, like, turn to me... I can't help it, but go ahead.
What?
Every time you turn to me and then start to say anything, I can't help it because I just know what you're, never mind. I'll tell you later.
So what do you think about Russell Brand complaining about, I don't know if he's complaining about it or just sharing what's happening as a result of being baptized. What do you think about what he said?
I mean, I think that... he means well, and he's right about in the sense that when the world or the powers that be, quote unquote, they want to control you, and when you start to think for yourself or speak for yourself, then they want to try to silence you, or they want to try to bring you back to the group thinking. So I think he's speaking on that, and he's absolutely right when it comes to that. I do think that he's excited about becoming a Christian, and I think that, like, his plight has always been to try to wake people up. Like, he's been awakened, whether it be, like, regular, like, whether it be politics or whatever, thinking or soul-searching, whatever he's doing. He's been trying to do that, so I think the Christianity thing is just another attempt at him trying to wake people up.
Oh.
And I think that that's why he's speaking. He's so vocal about his.
I see. And when he mentioned the attack, is he talking about from the government? People trying to control you, the media? Or he's talking about everyone?
He said the media. But I'm sure
he's not responding to talking about everybody.
I think he's alluding to, in my opinion, everybody, but mainly the media, because he's involved in the media. And then they try to cancel you and do all this stuff. Yeah. So I think it's mainly referring to his world, which is the media.
Oh, okay. You agree with that?
I have some doubt over, I feel like the same doubt that some others are feeling, because I had the same impression that he was talking about people a little bit closer. But when I heard it again, you know, he was talking about the world. He was keeping it quite general. And in this merry moment right now, I seem to be blanking again. Exactly what he said. But I got the same impression. He wasn't just talking about me. He was talking about the world.
He was talking about everyone.
World. Yeah.
Anyone that attacked him because he's trying to do the right thing now.
Correct.
Oh, okay. You get the same feeling, Sean?
That he's talking about everybody?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody outside of, you know, his family.
Not just the media, but everyone kind of attacking him. Because he's finally trying to do the right thing.
Right. The media, media headlines and comments and word of mouth.
Hassan, you think you got the same feeling?
Yeah, and I actually think that it's good that he's showing the persecution of maybe the world turning on him, or, you know, like how you talk about even your family would turn against you. And so I think it's good that there's public displays of, like, being the outcast or becoming the outcast due to, following what's right. I think the persecution is good to be documented, actually, and shown as an example.
Hank is telling me that he sees his followers as part of his community.
Right. So you think he's being... I figured out why I was laughing, because... Because I can, like, tell the way you say, when you're thinking thought leader, I can already tell, like, in your mind, you're thinking, like, I can't believe I'm even allowing this to come out my mouth type of thing. So when you try to say it, it's like you're making a joke about it.
But. No, I'm not. I just don't know it.
The thought leader.
All right. And so Hake is saying that he sees his followers as part of his community.
Right.
And so.
This is rabies all over again.
Did you drink some water?
Janie got to call back in.
He's going crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So I have Nick, you go.
Rabies fiasco.
I gotta hide my face.
You're not gonna be able to read that message from James. It's done.
So James said,
he sees his followers as part of his community, so he shares his life and thoughts with them.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Very nice. I don't know where else to go with this.
I agree. I think that he ultimately...
Let's just play... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, there's more. If there's more...
Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was going to say, let's just go through the next the couple stories in the first hour there.
I totally wanted to say, but I need Hank in here
bow tie this
as
segment.
Well for this one. All of you guys. Can Hank come in for a minute for this?
I'll allow it.
No. Oh, thank you. He's the ball.
Producer trying to keep the ball moving right
I want Hank here to respond to this story as well. Why you get hit your chair?
He could be on camera.
But you're not on there.
Hey. I'm not responding.
But you are.
This is what the best we can do, Jesse, right now.
That's so selfless.
That's so selfless.
You sit next to me.
That's like roast.
Need that light on.
Come on in.
It's going to get hotter in here.
Come in like... Sean is selfless like Russell Brand.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm a thought leader.
And Hake will turn on the light.
Sean is a
leader.
If we move, if we move the...
You're sitting. You're so tall.
If we move the Jesse thing, then Nick can move over that way, and then Sean can get in. But we got to move that. He got to go for a second.
Don't just snatch him.
Sorry. I'm all bro.
There you go.
I'm all
Bruce. He's a cowboy.
Now we just gotta move.
On a steel horse.
So, can you turn on the monitor so I can hear too?
Yeah.
Where were we?
Go this way. Boom.
Okay, now, yeah. Well, monkey don't stop no show. Oh, don't say monkey.
Yeah, you can't say monkey. Well, I think you gotta go to your other way, Sean. Yeah, towards this way. Yeah.
All right. So, hey.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah, Sean's so tall, look like he's sitting.
Oh, no, there we go.
Okay, so I want my experts. Hake has joined us, and he's one of the experts here, and also the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday. I want you guys to see this, and tell me what you think about this. This is Praising the Lord. This is from CBN News. Students at Liberty University gathered by the thousand to close the semester with ultimate wrap up, giving glory to God way into the night. Why is this from X? They're not even dancing yet.
Praise.
Don't tell me why people can't dance, can't jump.
They're just jumping around.
So, Hake, what do you think about that? Was at Liberty University. Thousands of kids got together and had the wrap up for their little glory night school.
They're
stuff.
About to have a downer. They're going to be. Depressed. After they're up, they're going to be down. It's like a kid who is all hyper, and then afterwards he's mad and in a bad mood.
and crying before bed.
Are you saying that's not a good thing, what they're doing?
Right. But I'm not saying it's a bad thing, necessarily. It might be. But it's definitely not a good thing. It's like the living in denial excitement.
When you went to college, you went to a Christian college, right?
I did.
And you had to do that?
Maybe.
I was fifth. I can see Hate doing that at his little Christmas.
I remember my friend do that.
You'd be the one guy who's like,
that's funny.
Forget you guys.
What do you think about it?
About that? Yeah. I was gonna say something similar to Hake. I used to see parties like that.
They're not a party.
But I'm just saying, I used to see parties like that.
You ever talk about a party?
And I don't know how late they were going, but you know, I heard they used to have to use things to go that late. You know what I'm saying? But I guess the Holy Spirit is all you need. Mana.
You guys are very cynical.
The
Holy Spirit's all you need to keep going all night.
What's the name of that word that Russell Brand said about these
cynical
folks? Cynical. Oh.
You guys are all cynical on these kids.
You see that?
I know.
I love it.
Did you like it, Hassan?
I loved it so much. Better that on the college campuses than all this Palestinian mess.
That's right. I rest my case. What do you think about it, Sean?
You remember when Scott Adams said that white people just have to get away?
Yeah.
See what happens when they do? Look how happy they are. They're singing, they're dancing.
Praising the Lord.
That's a good
point. Praising the Lord.
Instead, they're fighting and carrying on.
Yeah, but my first impression was I saw the video and I literally thought, how many of these kids are, like, drunk?
They were drunk in the spirit, man.
How can we be sure?
Yeah, they were drunk in the spirit.
How can we be sure? It looked like a frat party to me.
Ooh.
The Christians are coming after
us. The experts are cynical.
Or a rave any other country.
Yeah.
Country party.
What?
Yeah.
Your daddy going to beat you. Oh, ain't Martha.
Yeah.
Amazing. So that's what you thought of that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If they were drunk, they'd be sleepy.
That's right.
Not yet.
What did you think? Joe, you're the real Christian here. What do you think about it?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, maybe there's a few of them. There's like 1,000 of those kids there. Maybe a few of them are under the influence because for whatever reason. No, but I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't think that, I mean, if you're going to be emotional, might as well be emotional for the Lord. So I don't think it's bad. I think it's another place people want to put their thrills in, but I don't see anything wrong with it. They're not hurting nobody. They believe they're praising the Lord. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, so I made the point that it's better to see them doing that
right
than to be out rioting and burning down the country and carrying on like that.
Right. Let them have their concerts. I don't see anything wrong with it.
And even if it is a little wine, you know,
it's cynical.
Well, of course that's not. Of course that's obvious. That's a clearly a correct statement. That is better than the Palestinian protests. X better than Y. That's fine. We can all agree on that. But James called it. Oh, it's just what did he call it? He called it a quiet delusion or something like that.
It's the last gasp of white civilization before it just collapses.
Yeah.
I didn't see it like that, but I'm just saying he called it like a quiet delusion. I'm like, how is that good? How is that good ever? He said it's not bad, but that sounds bad.
Yeah, it is bad. I think it is actually bad.
Amazing. Last word on that. So you think it's a good thing?
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm not saying it's like, oh, this is like the standard, but I don't see anything wrong with, you know, praising
the Lord. What do you think about these guys so cynical about it?
Oh. I can understand. I mean, like, that's a lot of young guys in one place.
Women there, too. It's not just guys.
Don't let me smash your Christian spirit.
I'm with Joe on this because this is – This is just the energy of the room or of the place with all the people. You get energized by all the people and the excitement. And I used to go to concerts, and I would never drink or do anything. And I'd be dancing the whole night.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't – people might think I was on something, but I wasn't.
To be fair, I personally don't think a single one of those people are really on drugs or drinking.
Right.
Personally, I think sincerely that at that specific place, I don't think they're.
I prefer
really
to see
on drugs,
them like, doing that.
They're just hyped up.
I prefer to see them doing that than to be fighting and all this other stuff, attacking people and destroying America.
But it's almost like you have to kind of like trick people to even get them to come to your church to even hear the word sometimes. So I mean, it shouldn't have to be about fun and worship and jumping up and down and stuff like that. But, you know, that's the way that they get these kids in. And then if they, after that, the pastor comes in and preaches a good word.
Right.
Then I'm fine with it.
Yeah, sure. You so cynical.
So the people who are pro-Palestinian protesters on campus, they're just repeating what they've heard.
Right.
Right? And yep. They don't know what it means. They're just out there chanting and doing that. These people who are saying these things in the song, they don't know what any of it means. They're just repeating what they've heard. It's the same thing.
But at least it's a better overall optic.
Brainwashing for Christ.
Why? They're both emotional. They're both emotional, like just for the sake of being emotional.
But it's for Christ.
I bet you there's a bunch of guys in that crowd who are just trying to get chicks.
I'm kind of with you, Sean, too, because I've brought my friends to Christian-y stuff like this, and I'm like, oh gosh, because my friends are. It's harmless in a way, and it's like Joelle says, it's not hurting anybody, but it's also a turnoff for people who are not emotional like that or who are not feeling it.
Yeah, and it's the same. It's the same as Russell Brand doing it out in public when you should be in private.
Yeah, but it's still better to have outward expressions of this stuff. Like, as a Christian country, it's good that popular media is getting examples of popular people and examples of Christ and Christianity, I think. Regardless if it's fake or not, it's still better to be in the zeitgeist of overall culture than any of this other mess.
That's true. And you guys are being like Michael, the wife of David. When David danced before the Lord, he danced.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I would dance like David danced.
And she looks
I
down.
Would dance and I would shout. I would dance like David danced.
What would he do, Jay?
And she looked down from like the second story and saw him dancing in the street half naked, and she despised him. And then she didn't have any kids after that. He cursed her.
Exactly.
So I don't despise them.
If you were there at that college when they were singing that, would you join in and sing too?
Yeah,
I would too.
I would join in.
I'd be like, I would dance.
I might too.
I might just lightly
and with awareness,
a little bit. I don't call attention
while
to myself.
Wearing a Russell Brand T-shirt.
I don't know if you do it with awareness.
I would be still like when Jesse sings.
That's
I just
right.
Have a weird look on my face.
Y'all so cynical. Let me take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. Back in a moment.
You get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Country and Western indeed, with Mr. Dylan and Chester, which predates Festus, whoever that is. I didn't really see Gunsmoke. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to more of your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and we will get back to you. I think there you may get a little last taste of the experts, even though some of you may have had your fill. And also, catch the Hake Report, Joelle Friday TV, and American Anchor, baby. If you haven't had enough of us in the experts segments, we have our own shows. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports or claims without evidence, for many educators, teaching isn't a job, it's a calling. A calling from Satan. Remember to express your gratitude on National Teacher Appreciation Day today for their amazing contributions to communism brainwashing and their tireless efforts to destroy your children with their mama spirit. Nice, huh? And Gaza. Some people may be called by the Lord to teach, right? Gaza. Israel's military said it has taken control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing, per CNN, a vital entry point for aid to Gaza on the Egyptian border. A Palestinian official said all movement has stopped at the facility after it was captured by Israeli tanks. Strong alpha tanks. Tanks are just cool. I'm not taking anybody's side here, necessarily. Palestinian civilians told to evacuate eastern Rafah by the Israeli military. They've described their fear and despair at being uprooted from their homes and shelters as Israeli airstrikes hit Gaza's southernmost city today. It's a mess. Israel has also reiterated their commitment to an offensive in southern Gaza, saying that the latest ceasefire terms responded to by Hamas were far away, far from meeting Israel's demands or the ceasefire's demands. Israel will send a delegation for further talks, which Qatar, Woods said that they would resume those talks today. So we'll see what happens. A tornado outbreak. At least one person is dead. Several others injured after a tornado ripped through Barnesdall, Oklahoma. Two L's at the end of Barnesdall. On Monday night, last night, in some hard-hit parts of the Midwest, storms have damaged dozens of homes, downed power lines, and dumped piles of debris and household items across yards and roads. The severe storm threat is expected to head more populated areas of the East today. According to meteorologists, nearly 100 million people from Texas to Pennsylvania under severe storm threats through the Ohio Valley is likely to see the worst of the weather, wherever that is, right? The Storm Prediction Center said that. And an update on Boeing. Boeing, the first crewed launch of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, not to be confused with their airplanes, different section of the company. Maybe it's immune to the problems of the airplane company, was abruptly scrubbed Monday. The first crewed launch, they canceled it for now. The historic mission could be a major milestone before NASA deems Boeing's spacecraft ready for routine operations at the International Space Station, ISS. Monday's launch, however, was called off about 2 hours before the countdown clock hit zero because of an issue with the valve in the Atlas V or Atlas V rocket. Maybe five, I'm not sure. The vehicle will carry the Starliner capsule into space. It's unclear when the launch officials will make a second attempt to get the Boeing Starliner off the ground. The next possible launch time today, 10:11 p.m. Eastern Time. More broadly, Boeing as a company suffered another blow with its aircraft division Monday. FAA opened a new investigation whether employees failed to do quality control. I'm James Hake. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved. There's one line open, and I am going to get to your calls at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question. Brand new. What is real power? What is real power? Brand new biblical question. And we have a brand new listen line now. So write it down, put it down in your, however. And that's for those who can't sit and watch the show live, you podcast, or you want to, but if you want to hear it as this is happening, brand new listen line number. 605-615-5413. No, I have no idea.
What the?
I feel like we've been in grade school. And Miss Dinard told me to get up and read that number in class. Remember Miss Dinard? She was my first grade teacher.
You remember that?
Yeah, Miss Dinard. She was the very first teacher I had in school, period. Wow. Because in those days, the first grade was considered the first grade. We didn't have preschool and all that mess. When we went to school, we were 6 years old. We were all, everybody was 6 years old.
Were you running on a treadmill?
No. I was on a horse.
Now they want to do now everybody goes to kindergarten, and now Biden, like Obama, wants to do universal preschool.
Wow.
They want to get your kids young. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Did you know we went to school at 6 years old?
Bring those days back.
I went to school earlier than that.
Did you know we went to school? There was a time when you can only go when you're 6 years old?
No, I believe it, though. Yeah. I'm only a year older than most people.
Miss Dinard was my first teacher.
Was she white?
No, she was black. We had no white folks in our school. Is you crazy? We had white people the last year of high school. But Miss Dinard had a daughter in the class, too. And her daughter was fat. Brenda. Her name was Brenda. And Brenda used to try to like me in the first grade. But I didn't like fat girls. But I was scared not to like her because Miss Dinard was a teacher.
Wow.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Day
That's
today.
Terrorism.
Miss Dinard dead now.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, it said that Brenda, now I may be wrong about this story, but that's what they told me. Brenda ended up killing Miss Dinard.
The daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
The idyllic South, not so calm and peaceful, huh?
Years later, you know how mom and daughter thing is.
Wow.
I think they told me Brenda didn't kill her mama.
Like
years later, after she finished high school and everything, and life was boring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Explains the fat.
Huh?
She was mad at her for feeding her too much.
Evidently. But anyway, I don't know how I got into it. But yeah, we started school at sixth grade. Y'all,
first grade.
I mean, 6 years old. First grade. In the first grade.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I like that better, though. I mean, I like it waiting a little bit longer to put them in the school.
Yeah.
Before, like.
We were at home being kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, until it was time to go to school at 6 years old.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, it's to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com, or jail, rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com. It's Thursday, it's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. So, for those who are just tuning in, I gotta finish this last story with my experts, and I'm gonna get to your phone calls and super chat. I first want to say that story where the kids were dancing and shouting all night. I prefer to see that than all this other mess. I'd rather have them in an auditorium, hooping and hollering and praising the Lord than to be out all this stuff that they're doing. You know, even though it is just song and dance, it's just for a thrill, but the thrill is better. The intention is good. What do you think about that, Sean? You're so cynical.
You're right. I was wrong.
Same thing with the water.
I was being cynical.
Yeah, I'd rather have them in a church singing and dancing, enjoying the music, wishing being God, than all that other stuff.
It's just guys in their 30s judging and looking down on guys in their 20s.
Uh-huh.
And teens.
Yes.
But I like the standing the ground, though. I like the standing the ground thing. But I think that...
what's the standing the ground?
That he stood his ground on it, even if it was...
Oh.
Yeah, I like that. But, yeah, it's
don't
like...
Don't praise him, he was wrong.
But wrong for the right reasons. But I like the, like, it's like using your thrills in a constructive way. That's how I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, it's the American way to be going to church and wishing God and with your little family and everything. It's the American way. That's what made America so great. We're a Christian country. So I want you guys to respond to the last one, and then we're done. This is about Christianity under attack. And this is from the New York Post. A gunman has been arrested after pulling a firearm on a Pennsylvania pastor over the weekend in the middle of a sermon in a terrifying caught-on-camera ordeal. Why is this from, this from X? I don't know what that means.
A compilation.
Oh, that's mean compilation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Watch this.
Some terrifying moments unfolded, and they were caught on tape during a church service in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania yesterday, when a man pulled a gun on a pastor. This happened at Jesus' Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock. The incident was caught on video as that service was being live-streamed. The attempted shooter, who police identified as 26-year-old Bernard Polite, walked up to the pulpit and aimed the gun at Pastor Glenn Germany, but thankfully, the gun jammed. Another church member jumped in to tackle Polite and disarm him.
Once they raised the gun up, I jumped up, you know what I mean, from behind, got him from behind, struggled him down to the ground. I forgive him for what he did. I just mainly thank God that, you know what I mean, that nobody got hurt.
As for the church shooting, the pastor says he'd never seen Polite before. Court papers claim Polite confessed that God told him to do it.
Amazing. Where's Sean go? Oh, get the phone.
Get the phone, I think.
Oh, make sure you come back, Sean. Joel, you say?
I don't even know. I mean, it's just you gotta. I don't know what could you even do in that situation. You don't know anybody has a gun on you. I mean, I really don't have much words to say about it. It's unfortunate, but I will say is that like I don't know why the pastor had to say. I mean, I do understand it, but the guy said, "I forgive him." You know what I mean? Like it's like they had to make it known. I'm a Christian though, but I had to disarm him.
But he even said that. I saw another report earlier today about this story, and the pastor said that when they had him down, he told him, I forgive you, and God forgive you. I ain't got time for no giving anybody killed.
I know. And he has to also know that he's out of line. Like, that's the thing that bothers me. You got to let these people know. They got to feel that this is not what I did was out of line.
So you're saying he didn't have time to be forgiven?
No, like, somebody. That's the whole thing. I mean, like, that's just, like, that's not tough punishment. That's right. Not going to make him, like, repent or realize that, then I shouldn't come up in this church.
It sounds like he may have been high or something if he thought the Lord told him to do it. Go in there and try to kill the man.
And he was so comfortable.
I know. He was, like, climbing across the thing, about to go around there.
No
and kill
urgency,
him.
Nothing.
Right. You say that.
You think God protected that guy? You think God protected that preacher?
Hmm? For sure. No, otherwise, he wouldn't be around today.
No, I'm just being cynical. I was just joking around. I really have not much to say. What an amazing story. It's incredible the gun jammed at that very moment.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. That's incredible. Man. It's very unlikely for a gun to just jam. This is a machine made for just that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
amazing.
Incredible.
Yes, Hake.
I've had guns jam on me before, even at the shooting range and stuff. So I don't know what type of gun it was. I wasn't very observant.
What?
I wasn't very observant of what type of gun he was carrying.
Right.
But it's not unusual for a black's gun to jam. I would imagine. I have no statistics on this.
Gun? I know. Black's gun. Yeah.
Did you say that you for black people gun?
I mean. Black, drug addict.
How does the gun know that the guy is black, though?
The gun gets treated by a black person.
Yeah. It gets treated.
But that's wild. And it is funny. The Christian black man. And shout out to him. He's like, I forgive him.
Right.
It made me chuckle when he said that. And Joel's right. He should have been like, you're way out of line. You're way out of line. This is not appropriate for church.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think they should have maybe even. Well, I don't want to say it.
But
smack
I mean,
him around a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say
with, in video games. He's lucky in Minecraft.
He's lucky, honestly, that nobody else in the church was armed and.
Oh, that's a good
him.
Point. Because
He could have. That's serious life and death stuff.
Hassan, you say?
Yeah, just, I mean, it's unfortunate that these types of incidences are happening, and you got to be aware and. Yeah, protect that.
Sean, come and give us your last word on this.
Protect the pastor at all costs.
The pastor needs
for
protection.
That guy jumping on. I was like, wow, because he didn't necessarily know that the gun was jammed.
Right.
And he tackled the guy, and both of them were like going after him. I mean, the gun never went off.
I like the way he jumped right up and took care of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Instead of sitting around looking at it and wondering what's going to happen.
Or recording it.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's another point. What do you say about that incident?
He can't do anything right, you know? His gun jammed, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's sitting there thinking that. I wonder if he's sitting there and wherever he is now going, man, I can't do anything right.
Probably. He got time to think now.
Did he get no?
Well, he may be out of jail before you know it.
No money nowadays. Bail.
He can't do anything right.
But they better just let him out since there's no bail bond anymore.
Yeah, but, the attack on Christians, no one talks about it.
Right, I was about to say that.
Yeah, no one mentions the numbers or the statistics. Nobody's parading in the streets or protesting or hashtags or anything like that. So.
This thing with this attack on this man and Christianity, it's not going to be a major news story because they don't care about the Christians anyway.
Yeah.
They can care less. So
if it's not under the underprivileged group, because they use that word now, underprivileged.
Yeah.
If it's not underneath that, you can hang it up.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate, but that's what's happening right now. Amazing. Yeah. And the last story is from Breitbart. Breitbart is reporting that Judge
Mershon
ruled Monday for a second time Donald Trump violated his gag order during the trial, holding him in criminal contempt and threatened him with jail time. Watch this from CNN.
We just got that decision from the judge on whether or not Donald Trump has, in fact, violated his gag order again. And the judge has decided that, yes, Donald Trump has now violated it for the 10th time. And he has now been found in criminal contempt yet again. At the minute that Donald Trump walked into this courtroom this morning, the judge said that, yes, he had violated it. And he said, going forward, if Donald Trump violates it again, he will consider jail time.
He doesn't want to do that. He's clearly expressed that he doesn't want to have to put Donald Trump in jail. But he has several options. For example, he could put him in for a few hours. There is a holding cell behind the courtroom that on the 15th floor of 100 Center Street. He could put him in for the day. He could put him in over lunch.
It could be an hour. It could be a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Might not be overnight, but he's talking jail.
He is.
Let's hope for the sake of efficiency moving forward that we've reached some sort of understanding here and the judge's threats are working.
Yeah.
You people would love to see Donald Trump in jail, man.
I wish that every time they would try to accuse Donald Trump of anything, whether it's true or not, he would say, yeah, and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because these are so silly things that they're trying to get him on. And the fact that it's even going to court and is going through this whole thing should be insane for people left, right, all people to see.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Absolutely. You say, Sean, last word?
I think that first lady on CNN, I don't know. I forget her name. Does anyone know her name?
I'm blanking on it. I forget,
too. Kaylee?
From the town hall thing.
You could see her smirk, like she's just so happy about it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
War to the man or woman that wished evil upon a fellow man.
Yeah, her smirk.
Yeah. She's rejoicing in his pain.
Yeah.
Amazing. You say?
They don't know what to do with him.
I know.
They don't know what to do with Trump. It's funny. But I don't know. Put him in for a few hours. I don't know. Put him there for half a day.
And Trump loving it, though.
Yeah.
Do we have the video? It's right in his – it's working out right in his hand.
There, yeah.
The way he wanted it, his favor.
Do we have a video of him saying that he would sacrifice – he would do the time?
No, we don't have the video, but
– that could have been fake news by Janie also.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that there was a point in court where he threatened to put him in jail, and Trump was like, please put me in jail.
He said, I'll happily do that in sacrifice to America. I'll do
it
what I have to do.
It does sound like I heard that before, too. Yeah. I might be wrong. Hake, last word.
This judge donated at least
– I went to you, right? Oh, okay.
This judge donated at least 15 bucks to the Biden campaign. He's corrupt. He should have recused himself.
Yeah.
And then plus, I think he was born in like Colombia or somewhere.
Right.
He's a Democrat. And it's so, like Joelle said, everybody knows that this is politically motivated because they hate Trump. And so that's why they're going after him. Yeah. The law and order president, they're trying to sic the law on him as if he's the one not following the law.
Man, I never thought I would see this in America like this.
That's Caitlin Collins, by the way, the mannish-looking young lady.
That Sean was trying to think of?
Yeah, she's smirking.
What a mess. Last word, Hassan.
Janie's getting ticked. Don't let her see that video.
Jamie who?
Janie, my mom.
What'd she say?
Mary Janie.
Oh,
She's getting ticked. She's going to be standing outside of the courthouse. You might be seeing her on one of these videos.
And you have a roommate on the way.
Oh, no reminder.
No.
Sandy babysitter.
She'll be in jail with Trump.
You're right there with them.
She's going to screw up Sandy the way she screwed me up.
My experts, folks. Thank you, guys.
Nice.
I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Canada and talk to Julia, a first-time caller out of Canada. Julia, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Destiny. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Destiny, listen, man, you have fans, you know. You have fans in Jamaica. Why are you so hard on the Jamaicans, Destiny?
What do you mean? I'm not
Why are you so hard on us, Destiny? We love you, you know.
I appreciate that. And how am I hard on them, though?
Yeah, hard, because the last time I was listening to you, you said, oh, you sound like one of those Jamaicans. You have four or five jobs.
Oh, yeah. Jamaicans always have three jobs, man. Three jobs.
Yeah, well, we're industrious, you know, Jesse. We are industrious people.
Right on.
But I just wanted to just big you up, you know, and, like, tell you that you're doing a very great job. And I don't like to hear anybody say anything negative about you, you know.
Well,
I think you're a good person.
Well, I appreciate your support. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Definitely.
That.
Definitely. But I wanted to ask you about that guy, Russell Brand.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I know that you're a great thinker. But I'm thinking, this thought leader, he didn't think this true or something. You are 1 week into Christianity and you're bawling already. Just 1 week. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if it's real, then you would be kind of quiet about it. Like, it would be a real thing to you where you sit with it, right? So I don't know if you guys see it that way, or maybe I'm being too hard on him. You can tell me what you think.
Well, you make a very, very good point in that he's now complaining about it because he's the one that put his whole baptizing thing out there like that. And he should know that. He should know that that people are going to attack him for and against it, and he should be ready to handle that kind of stuff when it comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Because he made it a big deal about his baptism.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, think it through, buddy. I mean, like, you're going to get that, you know?
Right.
And I mean... Right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, because even you, like, look how you've been persecuted by so many people just for saying the truth, just by standing your ground.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're trying to help people. So I don't, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what even Jesus went through, that they said that they'd crucify him. So why you think that you're immune? Why are you bawling about it? But I see what you guys saying. I really do.
Right on.
You know?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
The world, human beings, those who have not returned to the Father yet, their nature is evil. They are against God. They're against anyone that, as Russell Brand said, anyone that's trying to overcome. But you got to expect that to happen, but stay on that straight and narrow path and don't give room. You know, don't pay any attention to the devil. The devil does want to stop you.
Fact. You have to be strong for that. But you know what, Jesse, you remember how you always say that you're going to have a plantation and you're going to bring people back?
Yes.
Guess what? I'm going to make one for you in Jamaica with all Jamaican women. And soon you're going to say, oh, I see the light.
Amazing.
Anyway, just love you, Jesse, and just keep it up. And just know that worldwide, people love you and people look up to you. You hear?
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate that. And call me again, all right?
I will.
Totally appreciate it. Okay. Amazing. 888-7753-773. George out of Minnesota. George, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, George.
Say, I called you back in December. I told you I've had my mom with me for almost 40 years.
Almost what?
Almost 40 years I've had my mom living with me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I called you back in December. I don't know.
Your mama been living with you for 40 years?
Yep.
What the?
Yeah, I called you back in December and talked to you about it.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Because I found you right when I was trying to deal with all of this.
Right.
You know. And I talked to you about PTSD and other stuff, and I don't want to talk about that now.
Right.
You know, I'll call you some other time and talk about that, because I made it through all of that.
Nice.
It is evil. I'll explain it to you sometime so you can really have an understanding of it, so your listeners can.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm feeling, God has expressed to me that I should separate the two of us so that we can both heal. And I'm trying to do that with her, but every time I do, you know, in the past, I've tried to fix her all the time, you know, and tell her, you know, keep her in line and tell her what she's doing wrong. She's not eating right, taking care of herself. She's not getting physical activity. So every time I, you know, like last night, I found the second assisted or senior living place for her, and it always turns into an argument. I know it's just like you say, it's two devils arguing with each other.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, so I don't repeat those patterns. I don't get angry, but I express truth, but she, you know, she'll spend a half hour trying to bait me into an argument. If I try to say, hey, I want to put you in senior living right here, a couple miles away from me so I can catch my breath. I got to sell my house, possibly. I only bought a one-level townhouse for her. You know what I mean? I'm 60 years old. I want to go back to a house. I want to cut grass, take care of a yard.
And how old is she?
She's 78.
Why don't you just put her in an assisted living home? And she can't make that decision. Why don't you just make that decision?
I did make that decision. I offered one place to her that was beautiful, and she turned it down because it was too big, and now I found another one like a mile away from my house. And I don't know, I guess every time I try to do it, it's like I get guilt tripped into thinking I'm doing something wrong.
But why do you keep fall for that, though? Because that's how she is controlling you, by making you guilt trip.
Yeah.
Why do you keep falling for it? Why do you keep...
She criticizes you and she argues with me about... Because I've told her, look, everything we've done in the church our entire lives has been all wrong. I was in the evangelical church. They pray in tongues like crazy. No one interprets it. They pray out loud like they're praying for an audience. And they all live like the devil. I said, we spent 20 years in there. She criticizes the silent prayer.
But George, you know. George.
Yeah.
Give her the finger and do what you got to do. Why do you let her guilt trip you?
Okay, I won't.
But why do you? I'm asking, why do you allow her to guilt trip you? That's how people control you, by making you guilty.
Yeah, I know. Well, why? Because I start to question myself, and it's almost like I need to hear it from somebody else, because it's been pounded into me for 40 years that it's your job to take care of all of these people, and because of the mistakes I made 30, 40 years ago, drugs and alcohol, you know, I've been clean for, you know, ever, you know, but those, it's always rubbed back in my face, like I have to pay for that for the rest of my life. And I tell her that comes right out of the pit of hell.
Yeah.
God tells me that anything I did in the past is gone.
Yep.
He casts it as far as from the east is from the west. And I start over new. I said, that's the stuff coming out of your mouth is straight from the devil, you know? And then, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I just needed to hear it from you one more time.
Yeah. George, put it in a place, let them take care of her, and you go and live your life before you die.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. But I have, like I told you before, I got to do it. I'm able to confront her without anger for the first time in my life.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah, it's because, you know, every time I listen to your stuff, it's like I was applying it to her and other people, and then I have to turn around and apply it to myself.
Yes.
You know, I can't always look at it and say, well, this is the devil and other people. That this is, these people need to examine themselves. I got to apply those same principles to myself, or I get sucked in by all of it.
It starts with you first, and then it works its way out.
Okay, Jesse. You're like the man, dude. You really are. Honest to God.
Thank you, George. Okay, let me know how it goes, man. I wish you well, all right?
Thank you for the encouragement, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. There's a line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You be like, Joel Friday TV. Right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. Very smart guy, too. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. And you do not want to miss it. A genius. The American Anchor Baby is a genius. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine living on Earth as a genius? Amazing. Also, don't forget for personal shout-outs, birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or for a personal shout out, check out our merch, amazing merch, all right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. I want to go quickly to Jeremy out of Missouri. Jeremy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just checking. Yeah, it's a follow-up. I called you, I don't know, maybe two weeks ago, regarding my mother who taught my daughter some inappropriate things. I don't know if you remember this. I know you get a lot of calls.
Right.
So, and your advice was basically to give her the boot.
Yes.
And I'm a very untrusting person, considering situations that have happened to me. But I sought the counsel of a few others that I trusted, and they basically all said the same thing as you. And so I gave her the boot, and she's now on the other side of the country.
Oh, your mother's gone now?
Yeah.
Nice. Gone. How you feel about
completely.
It?
It was a very painful process.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. It just, I don't know why it hurt so much, but,
it hurt you. You had pain about putting your mother out?
Yes. Well, the process hurt. I'm not saying I have pain about it being done. I feel relief.
When you say the process, what do you mean?
Oh, just having to deal with it, because she kept trying to stay, and she found keys to my house and just let herself in, and pretended like nothing had changed. And I was like, what is going on? And so I got with my dad, actually, because he's out here too. And I said, dude, get her out of here. He's like, if you don't, I am.
What a mess.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy, right?
So now she's gone for good?
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah, it's done. It's a done deal.
And so how do you feel about it now that it's all said and done? How do you feel about it?
It's sort of like if you're carrying, like, I used to carry, like, a huge backpack in the military. And it feels really good when you take it off.
Amazing.
Kind of like that.
Nice. Well, good, man. Now you can finally have a life and work on your life and finally live your life. And if you work on yourself and stay working on yourself, you're going to have a life that words cannot express. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was much needed advice. It was good. And I called mainly because you told me to tell you how it ended. Well, and I agreed to that.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And finally, you threw Mama from the train.
A very graphic way to explain it, but
amazing. Well, right on, man. Thank you for the follow-up, and work on yourself now and take care of your child, and you will not regret it. You have a good life.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Elizabeth, a first-time caller out of California. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but... What happened? Oh, hold on, Elizabeth. Don't hang up. We're having some problem with your phone there. Do not hang up. I'll come back to you. Super chat.
Over on...
Super.
We got the drop.
Nice.
Falcon Ng says, Proverbs 15:17, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith.
Nice. Thank Indeed. You. Amazing. That's amazing.
A couple of, that was yesterday. Also yesterday, I missed some Cash App donations. Stefan donated, no message.
Thank you.
So did Jalen, no message.
Thank you, Jalen.
Someone bought a coffee, biblical question response.
What is real power? What is real power?
Real power is not wanting any power, says someone.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Seven coffees from Andrew. JLP, the MVP of Earth. Ball Earth emoji with Asia and Australia and punching emoji. MVP, most valuable player for those who don't understand sports.
This is the Earth.
Wait, that's the flat Earth.
Oh, that's the flat Earth.
But that's okay.
This is the raw Earth.
It's still round.
Right.
Like a disc.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Chip bought a coffee. The six-year-old on the treadmill, yesterday's story with the father making him run, died at his mother's and father's hands. At the mother's hands because she doctor shopped looking for support for her hate for the father and it trying to prove abuse by the father and ignoring the child's symptoms and the doctor's diagnoses that he has septic blood.
Uh-huh.
And the father's hands because he not only listened to the voice of the woman but actually called her and asked her for her thoughts. Every time you listen to the voice of the woman, you will suffer. The treadmill had nothing to do with it. Six-year-old children occasionally get pneumonia, and they can become septic and die if it is not recognized, says Dr. Chip.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Huh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't see them as asking. He asked the mother what's going on because he's sleepy. And then she said, oh, he's always sleepy like that.
So oh, yeah, something like that.
Maybe he shouldn't have listened to that. Yeah. Maybe he listened. Anyway, Chris V. bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What is real power?
Real power is living rent-free in someone else's mind. For example, the Great White Hope making a home in the minds of the Rhino Republicans and liberals.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. That's amazing.
I don't think Trump tries to do that. He's Me just either. Himself.
Trump is just being Trump, really. He's just being Trump, and the devil is having a hissy fit, for sure. Thank
so
you.
Don't go trying to live rent-free in anybody's mind.
Right.
No Fear, Just Faith bought a coffee. Do you agree with me that black churchians love to quote Isaiah 54:17? But Trump truly is a living example of its meaning. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is from me, says the Lord.
Oh, amazing. I don't know that the black church could quote that a lot.
Fonnie Willis quoted it.
Oh, she did?
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Oh,
but I
yeah.
just thought about it. The weapons will be formed.
But you, I remember, you're right, the black churches do quote that a lot.
Yeah.
The Christians do.
And she's the one yeah. who went after Trump.
I know.
Acting like it applied to her.
What a mess. Thank you. Amazing. Thanks for the memory, too.
Sharmi Peterson bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, thank you for your guidance. Your words are from God, and I've been actively obeying them and my husband. A quiet wife gives my husband a happy life.
Yeah.
Smiley emoji. Trump 2024, we've got a country to save.
That's right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing. Thank you.
Scotty Ben 1000 bought a coffee. Jesse, how can I want for nothing when the devil's daughters are running around in their spring sundresses, covering his eyes but peeking through with the open fingers? Joel and Hassan know what I'm talking about.
You want for nothing by seeking first the kingdom of God in his right way, and all will be added to you. You got to put that first, and everything will balance itself out. It really, really will. I wish you well. Thank you.
Falcon Ng with another Twitch chat this morning. GLP Talk on Twitch. Oh, take your time. Don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman. Yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that, son, there's someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Oh, be something you love. And understand, baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son, if you can.
Thank you. I don't know what all that means, but okay.
It's lynyrics from a white band, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, that's from a band?
Yeah.
Oh.
Simple Man.
Oh, Sean is saying that.
It's a great song.
Great song, best song, simple song. Yes, it's from a band. Song lyrics.
I knew there were song lyrics, but I just learned this year that it was Simple Man. I mean, but that it was Simple Man and that it was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Oh, amazing.
Rumble rant from Age of Inversion. Jesse, you say real men make boys first.
Yes.
I can't make boys at all. I have three girls. Does that make me triple beta?
That made you beta, beta, beta. What the?
But thanks for the rumble rant. We'll gladly take your beta money.
Yeah, thank you for your beta money with those many baby girls. But amazing. Thank you.
Over on D-Live.
Can you imagine not being able to make a one boy?
Somebody's got to make the girls, right?
No.
Oh.
We already had too many girls.
Oh, that's a fact.
Okay.
Aries 1 with a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Kid Combo 1.0 with a diamond. Every third generation forgets so the fourth can go to war.
Amazing. What a mess.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Canadian David is a Rumble supporter monthly on
Jesse
Peterson.
You got to know how to rumble.
Meet the experts. Irish Caesar. Anchor Ombre Hassan waiting on God and Jacked Joel Friday.
Thank you. Amazing.
Irish Caesar being amazing. Obviously Sean.
Oh yeah, Irish Caesar Sean.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Thank you.
Canadian David commenting on your first caller today from the first hour. Oh, that's Mama. Hassan is so chill in comparison. Alpha.
That's Hassan's mama. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing.
Urinal Chill's monthly supporter on Rumble says, that's crazy to move from Florida to L.A.
That is interesting.
Wayne, I am.
Come on,
I am.
Man.
But I love, I understand that she liked the weather out here. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We same. Have the best weather.
That's a fact.
It doesn't, Florida's not even that good as California. Thank you.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought a coffee. Come on, Jesse, you know better. Nobody but nobody can take away our America. It's within us. Ja! And as long as the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to spread it all over the land. What do you think, Jesse?
I think that's an amazing idea. Thank you. Amazing.
Donnie, a girl's idea, says, help! Work is dragging me into their hell, and I am calming myself down, but wish I felt nothing about it. Ugh.
Do the silent prayer. And watch. Just watch. It'll be fine. Thank you.
Urinal Chill says, you sure about that listen line number, Jesse? LOL.
I had the worst time with that line. It's a brand new listen line. Here's the number. 605-615-4135.
New listen
4131.
What the?
Oh, terrible. Why am I having... I almost wrote down 4135 like you'd said.
It's 605.
Uh-huh.
615-4131.
Okay.
Nice.
From TalkStream Live. If you call the old number, it'll tell you that number, but you'd have to write it down and start calling that number.
Nice.
Okay, thank you. You're in old chills. Someone bought a coffee, Jesse. You don't think it's meaningful that the pastor said, I forgive you, while a gun was being held to him? To me, that is maybe the best thing you can say before someone is going to murder you.
Why?
You can't really have a conversation with a super chat.
Oh, thank you.
You can't give feedback afterwards.
I appreciate it. I would love to understand why. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know why. Really. And... so, I just don't understand. Thank you, though.
Over on...
make it clear for me.
DLive.TV, Jesse Lee Peterson. Stan69 with a diamond. Islamic horror rages in the USA.
What a mess. It's a mess. Thank you.
Evgeny with a diamond says, no message.
Thank you.
Evgeny with another diamond says, with a second diamond, also no message.
Thank you very much.
Hanez says, with a coffee...
yeah, then I want to stop and take some calls.
This is the last one. Okay. Biblical question, real power.
What is real power?
Real power is freedom from the devil. It gives you an advantage over almost anyone else. Everyone else. Thank you, Jesse, for everything. Sunday service was amazing. You have no idea how helpful it was to me, as if God tailor-made it just for my needs.
Amazing. Right on. It was an amazing fellowship Sunday. Check it out at RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? And thank you for your super chat. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all very much. I'm grateful. Thank you. Elizabeth, let's try Elizabeth, a first-time caller out of California.
Hey, hi there, Jesse.
Hey, Elizabeth, I can hear you now.
Okay, that's good. How you doing today?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. I have a question about the beta male. You being a beta male, can you explain to me? I think I'm dealing with a beta male. How do you explain being a beta male?
It's when the male is not, number one, has self-control of his own life. When he is not able to be honest and fair with himself and others.
Oh, okay. I see. And another question, when you speak of people, when they tell you that they were called by God to minister, and you said if God called you, he'll give you, he should be able to give you instructions. You shouldn't have to go to school or Bible school or college. Did you say that?
100%. If you've been called by God, he will prepare you, because no one, no college or no one, your mama or nobody can tell you what God will have you say and do.
Well, why is there such thing as Sunday school and Bible study? Because I was grew up to know that the word says, God says, study thyself approved. And we have to study his word just like you want to be a doctor. You have to study to be a doctor. If you want to be a teacher, you have to study to be a teacher. If you want to be a pilot, you have to study how to work the plane. So God says, study thyself, approve by reading the Bible, because the Bible explains to us his will and purpose and how to become an evangelist or a pastor.
Well,
you get that?
No, God doesn't. When he says study, he means to know thyself. He doesn't mean study the Bible or all that kind of stuff. Though there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible as long as you're not trying to remember what you read. But there's nothing. But he wants you to know thyself. And when you know yourself.
I know myself, but I do want to know how to minister the truth. And the Bible speaks the truth of God. You know, and by hearing other stories by Paul and Matthew, and God sent his prophets to tell us and teach us on how to teach the people. When you're born, you don't know nothing. You have to go to school to learn math. You have to study to learn English. You have to study to learn anything that you're interested in. You just don't wake up knowing how to minister to people without studying the word of God.
Now, I know
I'm a woman of God. And you tell people that they're women are the devil's children or something you were saying. The devil is our father.
Right.
Why would you say that? What makes you say
let's
that?
Let's deal with one thing at a time, and then I want to get to that, too. Number one, why do you want to be a minister?
Because it's in my desire, and as a child, I grew to love Jesus, and I grew to love God, and God said he wished not one perish. So we have to tell these people out here that an atheist is, kids that don't know how the devil moves.
But God doesn't want
the salvation of others. You know this.
God doesn't want you to be a minister because women are not created to lead. They are created to follow. And so God would never want you over another person.
But Jesus also said, if you love me and you know me, follow me. Following Jesus.
Jesus said, follow me
and I'll show you the way because I am the truth and the way.
Elizabeth. What do you think about what I just said? Women were not created to lead.
We're not leading, we're teaching.
But you're not created to be a teacher either.
Why would you say that? That sounds like the devil.
Because you're supposed to be under authority. If you're married, you're under the authority of your husband. And if you're not married, you're under the authority of God.
Yes, I am under the authority of God. He is my father. He is everything to me.
But he
and if
not,
he tells
but
me
he
to
did
do
not,
something, because like
God does
you tell
not
your
tell
kids
you.
What to do. Do you have children?
Yes, but God does not tell you to be a leader. That's from the devil.
No, he came to me and told me he wanted me to be a child evangelism. And I teach children about Satan and the wickedness of Satan.
No,
and
that
I teach
was
them that Jesus loves them because they don't know.
But that's the devil telling you that. That's not from God. And also,
no, the devil tells me not to tell them that. The devil tells me not to read the Bible. The devil tells me not to be an evangelist.
Elizabeth. And do you agree with me that the woman God is Satan because the woman listened to the devil?
Well, I'm not listening to the devil.
I didn't ask you that. I said, do you agree that the woman listened to the devil and he became a god?
That has nothing to do with me.
That's not what I asked you. Hold on, Elizabeth. Hold on. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Is there listeria in the peanuts? What a mess.
At least in some Planters products, possible. Who knows? And
They're threatening Trump with jail because he doesn't. They don't want him to have his First Amendment. Read about it. And Social Security is going broke, if it's not already. What a mess. And there's a Miss USA who resigned as Miss USA because she needs a mental health break, like so many females in the front scene right now. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now. 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. Hour three is coming right up, guys. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. That's at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And then 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Joelle Friday TV. And then at noon Pacific Time, American Anchor Baby. Check it out. Listeria and the Peanuts, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN says some Planters nut products, Planters is the brand, right, have been recalled over a possible Listeria contamination. Oh, maybe not peanuts, just nuts. Because peanuts are not nuts, right? According to an announcement from the Planters company, two recalled products, packages of honey roasted peanuts, oh, okay, and cans of salted mixed nuts. They were recently distributed to retailers in Florida, Alabama, North Carolina, and Georgia. As of Friday, there were no reported illnesses related to this recall. However, the company said that they're conducting an investigation to identify the potential source of the contamination. Listeria can cause serious infections, most dangerous to pregnant women and newborn babies, seniors, and others with weakened immune systems as well. What a mess, huh? And Trump in jail, quote, from shared by excitable CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, "The last thing I want to do is put you in jail." So said Judge Juan Merchan to Our Greatest President just days after he fined him $1,000 each for 9 previous transgressions. Trump is going to have to pay up again. The judge overseeing Trump's so-called hush money trial, in which he was extorted. He's the victim of a crime, but they're trying to make him out to be the criminal. He fined Our Greatest President another $1,000, once again violating the gag order. It marks the second time the judge has held Trump in contempt of court. Evil judge. Since the trial got underway 3 weeks ago, evil unmasked. I don't mind seeing it. This time, Trump violated the gag order, bars him from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, or their so-called families in the case by saying the jury was 95% Democrats. That's an attack. I'm glad they agree. And the jury was picked too quickly, said Trump. Interesting statements. The judge warned that Trump could face jail time, potentially a maximum of 30 days, if there were more gag order violations. What a mess. And Social Security's broke. Social Security will be unable to pay benefits fully by 2035 if Congress does not address the pending shortfalls, per CNN. At that time, Social Security trust funds, so much for trust, right, which help support monthly payments to the elderly and survivors, whatever survivors is, and people with disabilities, will be depleted. And other income sources will only be able to cover 83% of benefits owed. Survivors might be the surviving spouse of the dead person. Anyway, Noelia Voigt resigned as Miss USA, citing her mental health. Every young woman is mentally ill on the big stage now, except for maybe T. Swift, maybe even her. CNN says Noelia Voigt was crowned Miss USA in November. Just in 2023, she's announced she's resigning from her role, saying the decision is in the best interest of her mental health. What a mess. Women aren't up to the job. A Kremlin critic won a Pulitzer Prize, Vladimir Kara-Mirza. He's in jail, and he's been writing from his prison cell, and he criticizes Putin. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
United the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved. We are taking all calls at 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, what is real power? What is real power? That's my biblical question for this week. We have a brand new listen line right now, right? So write it down. And if you call the old number, you can get the, they'll give you the new number. The brand new number is, and I am going to get it right this time, 605-156. What the? 615-4131. I hope you got it. Amazing. And to donate and have your super chat read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. JLP Talk. All right. It is the last hour on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What dog? Let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. Isn't that amazing? I want to go quickly back to Elizabeth. I had to put on hold there, ran out of time there. Elizabeth is a first-time caller out of California. Elizabeth, thank you for holding.
Yes, you're welcome.
So Elizabeth, I asked you, was it true that the woman listened to Satan and Satan became her God?
What does that have to do with me?
I'm asking you, is that true
or not? Don't ask me that. And that's another thing. You ask people the same question 5 times. Jesse, if we give you our answer, if I said what that has to do to me, but what that has to do to for me to answer, and I tell you that question don't irrelevate to me. That was her. When the devil tell me to do something, I don't do it.
Elizabeth, is it true that the woman listened to the serpent, the devil, and the devil became her God?
Okay, here we go. I see you got that mental problem. You're going to keep asking me that. And I answer you, what do that have to do with
me? I'm going to ask you one more time. Either you answer or the conversation is over.
Wow.
Do you agree with me that the woman listened to the serpent and the serpent became her God?
All I can say to answer that question, that was her mistake. It ain't got nothing to do with
me. Bye, Elizabeth. Amazing. You got to answer the question, Elizabeth. You can't run this. It has a lot to do with you, by the way. amazing. Before I, and there's a line open now at 888-775-3773. Cliff, is it Clifford? Cliff is out of New York. Cliff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Well, I wanted to follow up on last week's call.
Okay.
So I called in and I shared my story and my experience. And one of the things that I was trying to stress to you that I was able to forgive my mother and my father and my heart, and I didn't verbalize it to them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was being a beta. But, you know, I just wanted to share with you and your audience that you are correct. You do have to verbalize. It's very important. And, you know, I did feel different after. And my wife saw something different, too. And, you know, it kind of brought out all these evil things in her, you know, like she didn't know what was going on, but I could smell it. I could see what was happening, you know, like
you saw that in your wife, you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I felt like she was, her ego was guilting her and doing all this weird stuff and just making her crazy. And I was like, wow,
yeah,
this is nuts. And, you know, but I'm probably going to need help with her.
With your wife?
Can you tell me a little bit more about the counseling and kind of how that works? Because I did explain to you, Jesse, like, she comes from a family that only shows love. And I know you probably categorize it as, like, fake love, and I get that. But she's just not... She won't grasp the understanding because I think people that don't suffer traumas, I don't think their mind is open to as many things. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you don't believe that your wife suffered in a trauma?
Well, yeah, she grew up in this, you know, perfect little household, rule following and love and respect, and they never, you know, they didn't participate in a lot of evil, you know.
But they did, though. That's why your wife, you see the evil coming out of her now.
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand.
But
like, how did this happen?
But why do you think your wife, there's not one human being who escaped from the hell of their mother?
Right.
And so why are you so convinced that your wife escaped when you see the hell in her?
I don't think she did.
Oh,
you know, but she thinks she did.
But do you correct that in her when she says
I've been making advancements to do that.
Why not just straight up correct her?
Well, I do when I feel she's going to be receptive. But she just so like Jesse. I don't think you understand it. Well, I know you understand it, but we've all been living in this world where we're not taught correct spirituality and,
right,
you know, we're just bombarded all the time with the wrong structure. So, you know, we're 50-year-old people. We've gotten to this point where we think the world should be like this, you know, and what brought me to you was simply your message about anger and about being a beta male and how you inherit all that anger from your mother. And, you know, obviously I could connect to it because I've been through some traumas with her, you know. But my wife, on the other hand, isn't going to be able to connect as easily to all this because of all the bombardment we get.
Well, how do you know? Have you told her the truth about it?
Yeah, I've been trying to. And
have you told her the truth about it?
Well, listen, Jesse, like, the first thing she really got upset about was the spiritual structure. You know, first is God, then it's me, the earthly father, then it's her, the earthly mother, and she's over the children, and that's her job. And, you know, That's what screwed up her ego. She got all messed up saying we should be equals, and you know, she was thinking that I was going to take over and be this barbarian husband that's going to control her. And I said, no.
Why not? You're supposed to do that.
Well, I think there's levels to it.
Levels like to what?
I believe in the spiritual structure.
And did you tell her that?
Yeah.
But then now you see you're living with the devil.
I know. I feel it. I know what you're saying.
But then
that's why I want to know if you have resources available that will help me wake her up.
Yeah, I do.
That's what I need right now because, you know, I know what you say. You know, like when the light gets in you, you're going to get attacked on all different angles. And
yes.
Well, I'm kind of feeling it.
So what now?
I'm kind of feeling that.
Did you know she had all this hell in her before now?
No, I never recognized it, like, until, you know, I started taking the journey.
And what did you think she had if it wasn't hell?
I don't know, because I didn't have any awareness of it, Jesse.
I understand.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I feel like there's a lot of people in this boat that just don't, you know, like, they know something's wrong, but
yeah.
they don't know how to fix it, you know? But with you, I was able to easily connect to it because I've been through all these traumas with both my father and my mother. So I have a good understanding and, you know, it aligns perfectly with your message. And, you know, it was just super easy for me.
I do want you to know now that you're waking up and you're starting to see your wife going to give you, unless she's ready to change and work on herself, she's going to give you pure hell.
I know. I've already felt that it's coming, yeah. But we had a really nice talk last night, and, you know, I calmed her ego down because she, like, tortured herself for 2 days thinking I was going to be this barbarian and all this and that.
She wasn't thinking that. She was trying to make sure she still have control over you. She's lying that she was thinking that.
Right.
She still she's been controlling you all this time, and the devil in her, the hell in her, doesn't want to lose the control over you.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking was going on.
Yeah.
But she doesn't see it that way.
Yes, because, she does.
Well, I think that's exactly what's
happening. She's just not telling you that. But
her ego is not going to tell her that, though.
It is telling her, you know what? You can't let this man get away. That you've been controlling this man all along. You get what you want.
I don't think she thinks like that, man. I really don't.
You see, she's going to get worse. And you see, the more the hell in her lose control over you, the worse she's going to get, unless she started to work on herself by forgiving her parents, her mother, her father, doing a silent prayer, working on herself. If she doesn't do that, you're going to get some hell.
Yeah, I understand. So how do I get her to see? Because she feels like she grew up in this perfect environment. She feels like she doesn't have to forgive her mother and father.
Tell her to stop lying to herself. She did not grow up in a perfect environment. Have you told her that?
Well, I don't think I've told her that.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I've shared a little bit of that.
Why don't you just tell her that?
Well, I'm trying to explain to her about the ego. Listen, Jesse, I'm trying to tiptoe because I'm dealing with somebody that doesn't.
You can't tiptoe with the devil.
Well, I'm going to get her back. I'm going to control her, man. This is very early in the fight, and I got to do this very carefully.
Meaning what?
Well, I got to do it the right way.
Well, here's the right way.
I don't want to push her farther away from me.
May I tell you the right way to do it? If you really want to do it the right way, may I tell you that?
Yeah, please.
Leave her to hell and you work on yourself. Because you can't change her at all. You can't even, just think about this, Cliff. You can't change yourself. Me and nobody can change ourselves. Only God can do that. And so you can't make your wife change. You tell her what how the cow ate the cabbage. She need to forgive her parents. She need to do the silent prayer and work on herself. She'll get better. And nothing else you're going to be able to do to help her.
Yeah. I see your point. I'm stuck, though, man. I don't want to abandon my kids. I mean, what do I do? I've already signed up for this life before I figured out what's going on.
But so now you got to unsign up for the life and live it, and whatever God's will is, let it be. You cannot, if you want to be free, you can't have anybody or anything or anyone or any source or anyone before what is right. You must love God with all your heart and soul and might, along with nothing else or no one else. Otherwise, you're not going to make this journey.
Yeah. Man, it feels so damn good, too, Jesse. I'm telling you. I mean, you know what.
It feels good in what way?
Well, can you think back to the, 25 years ago or whenever it was when you finally, when you made the initial apologies and all that?
Right.
Do you remember how that felt? It just feels so good.
How did your parents, your mother and father, respond to you forgiving them?
Oh, that was wild. My mom was very combative. The devil came out right away, tried to shoot things down, and I just kept calmly telling her, "Mom, I just kept repeating it. I'm forgiving you for turning me away from my father, and I'm forgiving you for molding me in your image. That's exactly what happened, and I just want to forgive you for it." And eventually, she kind of broke down and started to, volunteer that, yeah. And then she, just kind of ego took over, and she started talking about herself and what she went through and all this and that. So that was, kind of unique to the way I handled it the first time, which was tiptoeing, being beta style, But my father, who I haven't talked to in over a year, that was pretty wild, too. And, he gave me even more information. Like, just before he went away to the service, he tried to put a stop to the marriage, and she wouldn't let him. And she threatened suicide and all this and that. So she kind of, forced him into it, kind of. So that was a bit of knowledge that I had no idea about.
Yeah.
But he was very receptive. And my father comes from the broken structure. He was separated from his earthly father at a very young age. And, he was told lies about him. So,
That goes on generation to generation. I do want to tell you, though, just because you are leaving your wife in her hell, it doesn't mean that you're leaving her. You're still going to be the husband. You're still going to be the father of your children. You're going to take care of your family. It's just that you won't participate in her hell. You would leave her in her hell and let her just suffer in her hell until she's ready to come out of it.
Right.
So it's not like you give it up to your family.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's almost like it feels like that's the lengths you got to go to, because it's just so, I mean, it's, of course Jesus went through so much more, but to just sit there and be tortured and you want to say things and point things out and you want to help.
I would for now do what you want, of course. I would quietly work on my life, on me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't try to correct, don't try to change your wife, because you're trying to change her to keep the peace, but that's not going to work that way at all. So just quietly do the silent prayer now, watch your thoughts, go about your day, stay present, watching those thoughts, and not calling anything you anymore. You're not your thought. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotion. You're not your body. You're none of those things. So just, I will quietly just work on myself. And if things happen along the way where you got to correct your wife, I would correct her. but I would not try to force her out of her hell. I would leave it in her hell until she may ask, well, how do I get out of this? You never know, things can change, but you can't do it until she's ready to come out.
Right. And she's already asking the questions, but the answers I give her, she doesn't understand it.
She does understand it. She doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't want it. Okay.
Don't be deceived. Okay. The devil don't want to change, so she knows right. exactly what it is. And if she really wanted to change, you would tell her, you know what? I went and forgave my parents. I'm doing the silent prayer. That's what you need to do. And that's very simple if she's ready to change, but she might not be ready yet.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So it's more in line with kind of what I was thinking. I just got to be the light and work on myself.
Yes.
And just lead by example.
Yes.
And then be that. Correct when I can.
Yes, absolutely. But you can't tiptoe or around her because the hell in her will destroy you.
Okay.
Because you're dealing with the devil. You're dealing with the devil inside of your imagination, and now you're dealing with her inside of her. So you're dealing with two devils.
Okay. All right. Alpha male in training. Love it.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye. 888-775-3773. Derek is a first-time caller out of Washington State. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Derek.
That's what I expected you to say. Anyhow, I wanted to call you. I've been on a spiritual journey for a real spiritual journey since 2018, and I was a Christian. I chose to go to church, you know, for many years and was into the Bible thumping pretty heavily. But I realized after I got out of the military, I had a real hard time and basically had an awakening. I guess you could say a first step. I ran across a book and it kind of got me on the path and I was doing real well. I was actually very spiritually sound and had a divorce. I've got two kids with my ex-wife. And, you know, completely a mess, to be honest with you. And now I am remarried to a woman, doesn't have kids, bless her heart. she has a really good spiritual sense to her. But after listening to your show, I started to realize what I was dealing with. It wasn't good. Got to the point to where I started seeing her anger. And how much she carries with her. And I had a moment, and I just said, you know what? This is no longer worth it. And I kicked her out of the house. I told her, I said, go. She went and got a hotel, didn't call her for two nights. And I tell you what, it was the best thing I could have done. It was the best thing that I could have done, and it wasn't even hard to do. So she went and spent two nights by herself, no phone calls. And then I called her the third day, asked her how she's doing, and kind of just started taking your advice a bit on how to approach a woman and told her I just basically told her, I said, hey, I'm sorry. I've been weak. I've been allowing you to lead way too much. And I said, and she's a very, I would say, strong woman, you could say.
No such thing.
Well, you're probably right about that. But I'll tell you that since then, she has been taking my guidance completely. For instance, it's ironic, my lease on my place was up, and I told her, I said, we're moving here, and we're moving next month, and I didn't invite her to the viewing or anything. Nothing. I told her, we are going here, and this is what we're going to do. And I've just changed my approach with her, and I tell you, it's like she's kind of falling in line with it, to be honest with you. And, you know, I apologize to her for allowing myself to give her too much responsibility.
Yeah.
And she actually is being really receptive, Jesse. It's shocking.
Amazing. So you have children?
I do.
And are you able to see your children?
Yes, sir. And that's another thing. That's a go down that rabbit hole, too, but yes, I have an arrangement where I have a
joint custody with my ex, and she is a boy. You talk about a mess. Boy, I was really dumb back then. I woke up a lot since then. That's why I left my first wife, as I started waking up.
And how many children do you have?
I have two, sir.
And so you're able to see your children, to be with them, right?
Yes, I am.
How old are they?
They are about to be 8 and 6.
Oh, nice. So why did you get married while you still have little children?
That is a great question, and I knew you were going to ask that. The reason I got remarried is because I think I was just not awake. If I look back now, I probably would have not even dated.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. In my current space where I am now, I don't need a woman. And that's an amazing thing to say, man.
Yeah.
And I have my whole life. I've been, I look back and that's a different person. It doesn't matter.
And
but
so,
now.
But so, like, you. How do you deal with your children now that you have this other woman in their life, in your life, which means she's in their life? How is that, how are you able to deal with that?
Good question. And I think that the answer to that is it's changed as I've started listening to your content because it just makes sense. But before I tried to blend things, I tried to make it happen and it was just a big mistake. That's another thing I had apologized to my current wife about is like, I apologize for trying to force that. She has nothing to do with my kids. And if she wants to, fine. But I told her, I said, it's no longer an obligation of yours. So I made a mistake there. And so I did from day one.
How are you dealing with it now, though? How do you handle that? Because the kids, you may have heard me say that kids do not like step parents. They don't want the father to be involved in anyone or the mother to be involved in anyone. And become a trauma for the children when it happens. How are you able to separate that from your wife now?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's going to be a challenge. But right now what I do is I have my relationship with my girls, and we have our time. So when the girls come over, a lot of times my wife is working. She works on weekends. But even if we're together, I have plans with the girls. My wife has her things going on, and so I just don't force it. You know, if she wants to come along with us, she's always invited, but I just have an accepting relationship of, letting it happen naturally.
Okay. Amazing. And so now you're closer to your daughters. You said daughters, right?
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. Yeah, I totally am. And I'm going to owe them an apology when they're older. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those poor girls. Even now, they're not old. Maybe they are. That's probably a question that I may want to ask you is, being I know I've screwed up. Okay. For instance, my oldest daughter had asked me, why aren't you and mommy together anymore?
Right.
And, boy, that's even this is when I was single, okay? And that question how do you answer that, right? I had told her, your mom and dad made some mistakes. It was nothing to do with you at all. Both of us love you very much. And, it's really all I could say. And,
Right.
What do you say to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And she, I'm sorry, how old is she again?
Oh, my oldest? My oldest is about to be 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she'll have more questions as time go past. They're going to get, believe me, they're going to have a turn. As they get older, they're going to ask more and more. But the most important thing right now is that you don't bring anyone between them. It has to be you and your daughters, because if not, the spirit in them will become jealous of it or don't seem that you love them, and they're going to have some problem with that.
I agree with that completely. And it's something I've actually told my wife, saying, hey, you cannot get in between my relationship with me and my daughters anymore.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to follow me as the head of the household, trusting me, without question,
yep,
then you can go ahead and just stay out of the house when she was gone. I told her that.
Thank you, Derek. Back in a moment, the Treasure Chest open at D-Live. Thanks to God. Eric. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Joel Friday TV. Then The American Anchor Baby, a genius. What else can I say about that? The American Anchor Baby, right after Joel Friday, at 12 Pacific Time. And don't forget to follow us on social media there. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. Do all those things that y'all know what to do, right? JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Cozy.tv/JLP and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. A quick reminder, check out my books. They are amazing. All my books are amazing. I highly recommend them, From Rage to Responsibility. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. And that's a little small pocket guide. You can carry it around with you, wherever you want to go. And if you do those steps, you can't go wrong. But you got to do it. You got to be a doer of the word, not just a talker of the word. All right? I highly recommend the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. And last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It doesn't get any better than that. I bring it home in the antidote. Just bring it all in for you. And The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And Lord, no, we need some healing in this country. Remember, you need a healing, Lord. We need it now. Unfortunately, there's not going to be much healing going on. Only for those who are willing to change. Really. The one thing I can honestly tell you, if you want to change, you can. You can't do it of you. That's another thing I want to remind you of. I want to just say it and say it and say it. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. No, I'm playing. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. No, I'm not. But I want you to know, you and no other human being on this side of heaven can change themselves. You cannot change yourself from bad to good or good to bad. You can't do it. You can try until the cows come home. You can cry about it. You can moan about it. You can dance about it like David did. You can whatever it takes. You can change yourself. It's not possible. No psychologist, psychiatrist, nobody, no nothing can change you. But you can change. Isn't that amazing? You do not have to live in the hell that you're in. And every human being, you can bank on this. You can bank on it. Every human being is in misery. Every human being is in misery. They're in pure hell. It doesn't matter the money you have, where you live, how you live, and blah, blah, blah. There is a town in Louisiana now, the white people have taken over, and they're finally doing what they should have done years ago. And yet, though they have their own town now, they're going to do their own thing, their own schools, and do everything. They're still in misery if they have not returned to the Father. Really. And in that town, they're going to start turning on each other. Bank on it. Every human being is in misery. And only a few will overcome the misery. You can overcome it. You can have paradise right here. You can have peace on earth. You can have perfect peace. Right here on earth, you don't have to wait till you die. You can enjoy perfect peace right here on earth in spite of all the hell that you're going through. You don't have to go through no more hell. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around. Lay your weapon down. No more fighting. And let truth, let God, let love fight your battle for you. And he will. Anyway, the books, check out all my books by going to rebuildingaman.com. Rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right, I will sign them to whomever you like. Check them out. Make donations tomorrow. We need your support. I don't like liking doing that a lot, but I do it. I have to do it. I want to just tell you this quick story, and it's mind-blowing, but this is hell on earth. Have you noticed that hell is right here on earth? You're already in hell. You think I'm scared to die. I'm afraid of death. You're already dead. Eyes are open, but you're barely breathing. You are already in hell. Any person that has anger is already in hell. Jealousy and envy and strife and suicidal thoughts and all kind of stuff. It's going to get worse because this is the Old Testament right here on earth. You're looking at it. You're living it inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. And I always ask, what's wrong with the blacks? They have not forgiven their mothers. And they have not returned to the Father. That's all that's wrong with them. They love their hell. It ain't racism and none of that stuff. They love their hell. They living in mama's hell. This is a horrific story. It really, really is. Excuse me. This is from WTHR. Indianapolis mom says she was nearly attacked, and her 16-year-old braids cut out. I mean, 6 years old, and her 6 year-old braids cut after she didn't tip the stylist. Watch this from WTHR. Watch this.
Well, this morning, an Indianapolis mother is speaking out after she says she was nearly attacked at a local hair salon.
And that mom says that the woman who did it was the lady that was braiding her daughter's hair. Here's what we know right now. 6-year-old Kensley, she has new braids now, but her mom, AJ Haley, says back on Saturday, they went to a local salon. The appointment cost about $135, but that appointment that AJ says should have taken 3 or 4 hours took almost 10 hours. So that's when AJ told the braider that she wasn't satisfied with the service and wouldn't be tipping.
And then that just made her like go off the deep end. She didn't like that at all.
And that's when AJ says this happened. Take a look. That hairdresser allegedly trying to break into the car with AJ recording and Kinsley crying in the back seat. But AJ says it got even worse after this cell phone video when a group of people showed up, some of them with guns, she says. That's when one of those people allegedly cut off some of Kinsley's new braids. So as you can imagine, she told us she was scared in that moment, just 6 years old.
There's no love between the blacks. Be not deceived. The blacks treat everyone in the same hatred. Really. Because if you don't have love, you don't have love. If you don't love all, you love none. It's impossible. Ain't going to happen to say that you love the blacks, but you hate the whites. You don't love anyone. I don't care who you are. If you don't love your enemy, you love no one. Christ came and he loved all. He loved all. And these blacks treated each other like this. Don't be surprised. They treat each other bad as they treat anyone else. As bad as they treat anyone else. You don't have love. And anyone who has not gone and forgiven their mother and their father, you have no love. Be not deceived. You have no love. Isn't that amazing? Either you have love or you have hate. You can't have both, only one or the other. You can't serve two masters. It just doesn't work that way. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Denzel out of Illinois. There's a line open, 888-7753-773. And I'm going to try to get to as many a call possible. Denzel, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you, man?
All is well.
Good, good, good. I don't really even know where to start, but everybody says that, and then you start. But so this is going to tie into the biblical question. So I've called you multiple times. I've been working on myself. And when I mean that, I mean silent prayer every day and every night. Always watching my thoughts. Always watching my thrills. I didn't know how much I liked thrills until I started watching them.
Yeah.
And so that's been really.
Most people live for thrills. The thrill of hating someone, the thrill of judging themselves and others, the thrill of trying to hurt others, the thrill of this, feeling sorry for yourself. They live for the thrills.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yep. No, I mean, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And then, I went through a period where when I woke up, I was like, okay, you know, everything's a lie, so you just try to find out the truth. So I did it quietly. Something that always didn't make sense to me, this is going to tie into everything else, was that when I went to college, I went to go to community college, finished my prerequisites for 2 years, and then transfer over to a regular college. My mom said no, because the real reason why was because she wanted to not tell her friends that her son went to a community college. This was years ago. So I got into college and it was 2 years. And then she said that she claimed that she didn't want to, she kept paying out of pocket for things. And then she couldn't do it anymore because I did bad in the class. And then I stopped going to college after that. So then I reconnected with my dad. This is recent. I reconnected with him, and then we talked about it. And then he was like, that doesn't make sense because you didn't have to pay anything. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, I paid for the first 2 years. I was like, my mom told me you didn't. So then we went down there. I got all the transcripts and stuff. And then I went over there and I talked to her about it. And then I was just like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, you told me X, Y, and Z. This is the reason why I didn't talk to my dad. Because I thought that you said that, you know, he just didn't pay anything. And then, man, all hell broke loose. I'm used to it now. So, like, I think it's funny. And then I couldn't get proof about it, or I had it, but I didn't, like, really care because I understand it's not her controlling it. So then, so I called her out on that.
And so and because, she of, got up to, because of time, what's your question for me?
My bad. Okay. It's not a question. It ties in. Let me just fast forward.
How old
are
you?
Yeah, so I'm 28 now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to fast forward to the, I'm going to get to the point.
Okay.
So pretty much my mom called me after that because I haven't been talking to her. And then I reconnected with my dad. So I went over there. He's going through a divorce. So he's living in hell. So I started kicking it with him a little bit. And then the more I kicked it with him, he starts to get more and more dependent on me. And then, like, checking up on me like I'm a female. And then he sent me a text. So just everybody's around me living in hell. And then the better I get, the more they come for me.
Yeah.
So, like, yesterday, for example, my mom called me. I didn't answer her call. My dad called me, like, simultaneously. And then because I woke up from a nap and I thought about my mom. I'm like, I'm not about to think about her. And then, like, as soon as I didn't think about her, they all called at the same time. And then my little brother called me, too, who lives with my mom. So I'm like, this is the devil. So I was like, let me just leave this alone. Then my dad was like, if you don't answer the phone, I'm gonna come over there.
Because of time, go with your question.
Okay. So I don't have a question. It's just a biblical question, but it was pertaining to the context. So the context is, so the biblical question is, what is power?
Well, yeah, what is real power?
Yes. Real power is not overreacting to situations and letting them play out, and that's only because you return to your father. So
that's, amazing.
Yeah.
I put my little two cents on Sunday, man. I appreciate that. But I do
no
want
problem,
to encourage you to don't let your father, your mother, anyone stop your life. You move on with your life, wish them well, and just go and live your life.
One more question. I blocked my dad this morning because
yes.
I told him he was acting like a female,
right.
And actually worse than a female. And I was trying to like let it play out, but the more I let it play out, the more needier he gets, and the more I can see my mom manipulating everybody.
Yeah, so
move is it okay?
Yeah, block everybody and live your life.
Cool. Great.
But just don't be angry. The only thing you need to leave out is the anger so that you can freely live your life.
Okay, cool. I mean, yeah.
All right.
I got to move. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jay out of North Carolina. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse, how are you today?
All is well, sir.
I want to tell you, man, I really love the radio. I try to catch it every day, and I really like it, man. You speak the truth, and not too much of that going on these days.
Yeah, it's so sad. You're right.
Well, I got a kind of a different question, Mr. Jesse. I wanted to get your take on about, like, these protests and riots and stuff that's going on at these colleges, like, ruining the graduation and stuff, and the Jewish people. You know, they don't ever ask for any reparations from Egypt for being slaves. They went through the Holocaust, but they're doing it on their own, and they're still, I mean, they're out there protesting a terrorist group, and now Joe Biden wants to fly 100,000 refugees from Gaza, and they hate America, they disrespect
yeah.
women, and how are we going to know that Hamas is not mixed in there? It's almost a guarantee.
It is, it's all for the vote, by the way. They're doing this because they want the vote, and they don't mind destroying America for their own ego gratification. They don't care about the American people at all. It's all for self, and it's unfortunately, and I hope that they're not able to transfer those people to this country before the President Trump get in there, because if they bring those people to this country, you could really hang up America, because it's just going to be total warfare. It's going to be, especially for the Christians and the Jews, because these people hate the Christians and they hate the Jews. We're going to cast pure hell in our country.
Yes, sir. And it seems like Biden doesn't want to come out, and because he doesn't want to lose the protesters' vote.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to lose the Jewish vote, so he doesn't know what to do.
Right. Absolutely. It's a mess, man, but we got to hopefully get Donald Trump in there so we can change this mess. I appreciate it, buddy. I got to run because of this time here. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on.
I opened the treasure chest, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Donnie Girl's idea. Biblical question.
What is real power?
Not acting on the prodding of the enemy or coworker.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Wayne, I am that I am, says, hey, Jesse, if we have billions of dollars to give to other countries, can Social Security ever fail? What the?
I know.
Wolf emojis.
That's right. I'm telling you, Wayne, they don't care about us. It's not about the people. It's like we have step parents that don't care about us. Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia. My name is pronounced Xenia, L-O-L. I was mispronouncing it. My husband and me just got our Tar Baby shirts, and your daddy didn't leave you.
Nice.
Shirts. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Congratulations. Check out the merch at rebuildingaman.com. We have amazing merch. I'm glad you guys got it and wear it well. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone says, follow up super chat on the pastor saying, I forgive you, with a gun held to him.
Right.
The reason it is profound to me is because, one, if you're about to drop your body, it's better to drop it having forgiven, after having forgiven. Two, the murderer is intending you harm. He wants a reaction. The last thing he wants is for you to die forgiving him.
You may be onto something. I have no, like, real opinion about it, either way. I heard that he had done that. And I just heard it, and no real opinion, but you may be onto something. Thank you.
My only beef with it is it's like this fake Christian compulsion thing. They just go to that.
Right.
But thank you, someone, with your coffee.
Thank you with the feedback on that, someone.
C-on-C bought a coffee. Do you love white people? Jesse, Honey Bear, Boo Boo, Panda Bear.
Yes, I love white people. Thank you.
Peanut Butter Hot Dog. Three coffees from Peanut Butter Hot Dog. My wife is 3 years older than I am. Here's some beta bucks.
What the? My heart, my prayers are with you, as the Christians would say. My prayers are with you. I hope she's working on herself. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
10 coffees from Court Green saying, I can't wait to see what the Great White Hope will do next. Time to drain the swamp.
Who's with me? Let me check in on him while. Thank you.
Tomorrow they will say Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
Amazing. Amazing.
And shout out to Evgeny Crosby, Kid Combo 1.0, Stan 69, Aries 1, 5555555565, Games for Rec, Bubs Love, Misty, Wolf 336, and Great Groovy Monkey for the lemons, ice creams, diamonds, and support on DLive.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. But love.
Oh, no.
How many children y'all have now? You and your wife.
Good question.
I want to know, Bob. Love.
Salty MAGA Matt says amazing with a rumble rant.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice. And now I think that's all for now. Yes.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Listen, I need to know how many children Bub loves and his wife got. I'm predicting at least 3 or 4. Right?
Hopefully. Gotta make up for some of us who are slacking.
That's right. I am so out of time, folks. I don't know where the time has gone. But it's been amazing. I really, really, really. And I realize most people are not going to accept it. And I'm fine. You're not going to do it. Do your thing, right? But for those who really want to be free, you can literally have perfect peace right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. It's been done. Everything is completed. It's all done. And all you need to do is just live. Relax and live. But you got to get on that straight and narrow path. You got to get on that path and stay there. Don't be allow anyone or anything to stop you. Really, your life is worth it. And the devil will try to stop you inside of you and outside of you and others. Don't fall for it. No children, no wife, no husband, no nothing. It was never meant to be that way. It was meant for you to have peace. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother and your father. Black people, forgive your mama. Your mama don't love you and never have, never ain't, and can't. She doesn't love you. And the Hake Report coming up now. The Hake Report. Joel Friday after the Hake, and then the American Anchor Baby. Forgive. So, a principle that's so important and so good, yet you won't do it. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. All right? Forgive. All human beings have to forgive if you want to be free. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour. All right, I'm out of time. Take care of the Hake Report coming up. And to the callers, I get to you tomorrow. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it, your calls. Bye, y'all. Thank you. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingaman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.